This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, look who's back. Look who's back.
Ta-da! Currently off of the early release program.
Yes. He's got his ankle bracelet on. It should be fine. Everything's going to be okay.
I put my foot up there, but I'd never get it back down.
Never get back down. So, I'm Gary Chapman.
I am Scott Kutcher.
Not Cassie Chapman. That's
no, Scott. There is not enough makeup to make me into her.
Not a chance.
No.
No. Mm-mm. But here he is, and we are diving into the turbulent truth. That's what we do. And I tell you what. We've said this a few times. When this name came about, it was really you're the one that named this thing. And I thought, yeah, it's cool. I like alliteration. I'm a writer. Turbulent Truth. It feels good. It kind of flows well.
We had no idea.
No idea.
None.
How completely perfect the name was. Because the truth is coming out more and more and more and more. And it is rattling the devil's cage like you cannot believe.
Oh.
It's amazing how much fun this is going to turn into.
It is.
Is it going to get cray-cray? Yeah.
Oh, quickly. Yeah. It already is cray-cray.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Speaking of cray-cray, I'd like to pause real quick. Let's just pray for those poor families.
Okay.
It is. You got a 9-year-old. I got an 8-year-old about to be 9 in May. It hit so hard for me, mm-hmm. not just because it was in our community, but because it's in our backyard. We've been to that place for events, and I mean, it's just like, and then on top of it, I don't know if you knew this or not, I don't know if Cindy reached out to Cassie and let her know, Cindy's my wife, we know a teacher that literally, those three children got separated, she was trying to get them, saw the guy coming.
Girl.
Whatever.
It's a woman.
It was coming. Once it comes out evil, it's just it.
That's true.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But she was saved by God because it just passed right by her and the rest of the children.
No kidding.
Yeah. So we're waiting to hear the rest of that story.
Oh, I want that story.
Really, really interesting.
I want that. That's angel time.
Yeah, because from what I understand at this point, and I could be getting this wrong, and my wife will truly correct me, trust me on that one.
Mm-hmm.
What I understand is that her friend's daughter, teaching the class, everything was going down, alarms going off. She goes to the door, and there's a blind, right?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even have it fully, almost makes eye contact, but just goes right past her.
Wow.
So there's so many things, and yes, it's so horrible. Oh, my heart just breaks for those people because I can't even imagine what they're going through right now, so I keep praying for them.
Well, but, you know, our little girl, Eva Rose, 9 years old.
Yep.
One of her friends that she has played with many times is a classmate of the three kids who were killed. All three of those kids were in the same.
And we're talking about the teacher that teaches them. So how crazy is that?
Tiny world time.
It is really tiny world time.
And it just to think about her being one of those kids, the anger is very, very difficult for me to deal with. I'm just being totally transparent here.
Me too.
I really want everybody to know Jesus. I do. That's at the deepest core of where I am. But when evil gets that bad, when it goes that far, when they just randomly kill children,
it has to be evil. How can you look a child in the eyes and pull a trigger?
Is it horrible? I had a friend that texted me a thing today, and I thought, okay, A, that's funny, but it's very dark. And then I thought, wow, now how dark am I that I think it's okay to say it? I'm okay with the shooter's pronouns, which I'm sure was a big deal, because they were trans and identifying as whatever. Now their pronouns are was, were.
Ouch.
Okay, I'm kind of okay with that. I am, and that's awful. I'm a Christian. I want everybody to be in the kingdom. I want everybody there. How do I deal with that?
When you, and that's an honest question.
That's
why we're here. This is what we do, right? We tackle the hard things that people are scared of, make fun of other things to bring some joy and give hope because Jesus is in control.
Yeah.
But people are, you know, lighting up the internet and, oh, where was your God? And all this other crap. And like Cindy responded beautifully, you know, he was in all of it.
Oh, God never misses a lick.
He was in all of it. They're like, why didn't he stop it? Because it's called free will, folks, for a reason. And it all works towards his greater plan. We don't know what those people were going to go through later in life or soon after this or whatever. True. And so he chose to take them while he spared people like our friend.
Exactly.
And the rest of those children. Like he spared, I don't know what artist it is, but I saw somewhere on Instagram real quick because I've been under a rock, as you well know, working my tail off. But there's an artist that his kids go there. And that day, they had sniffles, and they normally would say, just go anyways. And they said, well, let's just hold it. And something told them to hold them out. Wow. So there's all these little stories that are starting to surface of how God's right in the middle of it. And people go, well, what about the people that he didn't protect? Did he not protect them? I don't know about that. I just don't.
Well, here's what I do know. When you don't know, you got to go back to what you do know and see if it helps, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Here's what I do know. We live on this earth. Some of us until we're 9. Some of us get taken in the womb because of the evil of the other side that do that with, oh, good grief. I read a stat that I don't even want to say because it makes me crazy of how many a day. Sometimes it's that short. Sometimes you live to be 100.
Yeah.
At its longest, it's nothing.
It is.
It's nothing. In the scheme of eternity, it's nothing. It is barely a blink in the eye of eternity. So we look at things from that perspective because we're trapped in time. God is not. He was there when there was no time. He was there when he made time. He was there yesterday in that shooting. He's here right this second. He will be with us tomorrow.
Yes.
He'll be there when time stops.
Exactly.
This so is exactly right. You can't put God in a watch. You can't put him in a clock.
No.
He's way, way past it.
That's so true.
And if you don't see him for who he is to that level, you'll never make sense of anything, ever. So, you know, that makes me go, okay. God's got it.
Mm-hmm.
He knows it all. He knows it all. And he's working it all for his good, for his glory, for our benefit in the grand, again, the timeless scene of life. So, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, there's not 6 lives that are lost. That's what's sad.
No, and I'm a lot
with,
more than that.
And I'm with you on this as far as having the anger. But, you know, as I pray about it, something fell on me today after I had my anger fit because I woke up very angry.
Mm-hmm.
I just did. No, I think a lot of people did. To the point where I cried because I wanted to punch something. You know, it was just so frustrating. Because you want to do something, but it's not yours to do. It's right. God's to do. And that's where it gets really hard as a Christian. But I got to thinking about it. I thought, how lost in your identity do you have to be? Seriously, so confused and so lost that Satan can twist it just enough to now you don't see those little children as children, but just an object to be taken out of your way. That is a horrible place to be. And you know, the pandering on both sides just frustrates the crap out of me. At the end of the day, it's not about the resources that an evil person uses to commit an evil act. It's about the intention and where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't understand whose you are and who you are, and you're that confused, and you have psychologists pretty much affirming you through the process.
Yep. You're okay. You're just seeing things differently.
Then you're acting on emotion and not logic. Therefore, you're not renewing your mind. And we lost 7 people, including a very tormented soul that Satan used to carry out this heinous act.
That tormented soul? Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
You remember when Matt Walsh did his thing down at the Capitol? Cassie and I went in. We showed that footage.
Oh, yeah.
I will promise you, that woman, that female, whatever, it, whatever,
mm-hmm. Pat,
was there. I promise you they were there. Dude, that little nest of LGBT, very radical, very, very edgy, very angry. Well, here, this person, hang on.
You ugly piece of shit. You look like you got your teeth knocked out, you fascist. Nobody knows who you are and nobody cares, and you will die alone. You will die alone and you will burn in hell.
That person is who did that yesterday. Not maybe necessarily, although there is a little resemblance, but I don't think that's
it. Yeah, no.
But that's the level of anger and idiocy and darkness
visceral
that we're talking about.
Yep.
And I don't have an answer for what
no one does.
I can do for it.
No one does.
Except pray. That's all I got.
Here's what
and trust. And trust that God is actually in control.
Exactly. Here's what I do know. I do know that everyone, right or left in a political aisle, that is politicizing this should get on their knees and freaking repent right now.
Yeah.
Period, end of story. It's not about you. It's not about your career. It's not about power. It's not about positioning. It's about solving the problem that you had 20 plus years since all this started with Columbine to fix it. Stop focusing on pandering and the Second Amendment and all that. And let's get to the root of what's going on. You know, there's a guy that invented this really neat room. I don't know if you've seen it or not. It's a whiteboard against the wall. You go to one, and in the center of it, there's a pull point. Mm-hmm. You pull it. It snaps into a bulletproof room in less than 10 seconds. Yes. Houses 30 people and a teacher, 30 kids and a teacher.
What?
And is economical. So why aren't we taking some of our, I don't know, COVID money that's left over that never got accounted for, by the way, and put it into freaking protecting our children for real? Just saying.
I want to see that thing.
We will. I will send it to you. We'll have to show it.
We'll show it.
Absolutely.
Well, the good news is our fearless commander-in-chief, I'm sure you've probably seen it, although it's been almost completely scrubbed for the internet. It got sucked away. The shooting happens. 10:14, I think, is when the shooter was taken down and everything stopped.
Yep.
Amazing.
Response
Nashville
time.
Metro Police Department, incredible, as opposed to Uvalde. They
Unreal.
Were there super fast, ran straight
into
the gunfire.
Straight
into
around.
It, and did what they're trained to do. And God bless them. It was amazing.
And for your northern bigots, that's called America.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Defund.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
well,
I got
finish.
Something to defund. Anyways.
I won't finish.
Yeah.
But... our fearless, somewhat leader came downstairs to respond.
Yeah,
I mean, this is what presidents do, right?
Absolutely, just like Trump did with that one, and you know, it was very presidential.
Absolutely,
we prayers go out, all that kind of. What was his response?
Here we go.
Oh, you're gonna play it for us?
I'm gonna let
okay,
you.
Okay, we'll just run a little bit.
Mr. President Joe Biden.
Thank you. My name is Joe Biden.
I'm glad he realizes that.
I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin. Folks, welcome to the White House. It's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there?
Okay, I can't do it. I can't.
I can't. I'm sitting here getting pissed off.
He's working the room. He picks up the... There are mics on the podium. He picks up the mic and starts working the freaking room. That, okay.
There's no excuse for it. I don't care what your belief system is. We are, as a nation, hurting, and you come down with that crap to make yourself look good. Talk about a narcissist.
Oh, wow.
Are you freaking kidding me?
But good news, good news.
Is he going
to
die soon?
If anything happened, if anything were to, God forbid, happen to old Joe.
Yeah, I don't want it to happen unless God wants it to happen.
We got this waiting
for us. Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah. This is Kamala in, I believe she was in Africa.
Oh.
Because
she went back to her roots?
Well, there's nothing going on at the southern border.
You're right. There's nothing. There's no crisis with Russia, China, none of that stuff going on.
We need to get over there. We need to get over there and make sure that relationship is solid so that we can fund and support the four-year-olds that they have over there mining
the cobalt.
So that we can make batteries and
for the clean movement.
And all have electric cars.
All hail clean.
We got to fund the child slave labor. So she's over there greasing the machine.
But you can feel better for driving an electric car. Just trust me.
Here she goes. Ugh. She's so smart.
Oh, yeah. That's...
I'm very excited about the future of Africa. I'm very excited about the impact of the future of Africa on the rest of the world, including the United States of America.
Okay. I'm excited.
Oh,
did you feel the excitement?
I'm so excited.
Did you feel excited?
And I just can't hide it.
I can't.
Because I know.
Because I'm so excited.
I know you want
my
to.
My electric car with its battery that came from child slave labor in Africa. Thank you, Kamala.
So what's the carbon footprint of the fossil fuels it took to make that there battery?
You don't want to know that, dude. You don't want to know
Let's not get the facts or real,
No.
Yeah, it's go off feelings.
Yeah.
Feelings, nothing more than.
So, on the other end of the political spectrum.
Yeah, other end.
I've mentioned him a few times.
Okay.
He's actually a high school friend of mine in Little DeLeon, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's now the Texas, he heads up the Department of Agriculture. He's Agriculture Commissioner, I guess it is. Mm. It's kind of a big deal in Texas.
In Texas, definitely, yeah.
And he spoke at the Real President's rally recently in, I believe it was in Waco. Was it in Waco? I think it was Waco.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
Makes sense for him to be there because he's right there.
Yeah. What we got?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, we got a big fight ahead of us, but we're used to that. Especially us Texans are real resilient. We're up to the task. You know, when I started in politics a few years back, it was the Republicans versus the Democrats. And then it changed into something totally different. It became conservatives against liberals. Now we've gone beyond that. And I'm convinced today it's patriots versus the traitors.
He went there.
Wow.
And I'm a patriot. What about you?
What about you? Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So love it.
That is Sid Miller, you the man, and
hope I get to meet you sometime. That's awesome.
He's not scared, and he will call. He calls him like he sees him. It's just the way it is.
What a concept!
And you know, I mean, in the purest sense of the word, if you're not a patriot, for what we know that actually means,
mm-hmm.
what can you be but a traitor? There's not really a lot of ambiguity in that. There's no real middle ground. You're either one of them or you're the other one. And
that's it.
The fact that he had the cojones actually use that word is pretty
solid.
Pretty telling.
Yeah, pretty solid.
Go, Sid.
I like it.
So there's always too much to talk about.
Oh,
and
always.
So little time. Oh, these are some images that I think you'd enjoy. You remember our happy withdrawal from Afghanistan?
Oh, yeah, it was smooth. So
very smooth.
Yeah.
And
Taliban benefited quite
a way,
lot.
It came out today, without question, there are at least 175 Americans still being held by the Taliban this moment.
But you know what? I'm excited about Africa.
Well, yeah.
Why don't we care about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, it's Taliban.
So here's a little glimpse of some of the...
Oh, no. That is not all the crap we left behind. Are you kidding me?
Oh, dude, it's so much. It's crazy. It's just nuts. It's...
Ugh.
And this
Let's just equip an army that can rise up and partner with other of our enemies.
Or they just sell it.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
You think it's
a little
hard,
dirty bomb from it?
You
from
think
this
it, you think it's hard to move the best military equipment
in
the world?
Oh my gosh, no.
You think it's hard to sell?
No, they're getting top dollar.
That along, they also in that same thing,
so here's the question,
showed incredible amounts of cash.
Of course.
Literally
mounds. Sweet.
Pallet after pallet after pallet. The guy went over and picked it up, and it was all C notes, all Franklin's, all of it. No telling how many hundreds of millions of dollars we were looking at.
But we have to raise the debt ceiling.
Well, we have to. What else are we going
to
do?
Yeah, we're so good at stewardship in our government to make sure the money's going the right place and they're paying the right amount. And
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I knew we were going to go this direction because it's impossible to avoid.
So here's my question. So as we're funding Ukrainians, how much of the Taliban's funding Russia?
That's a very good question.
Just curious.
It's a very good question.
So are we just canceling each other out? And we're funding both, really, if you think about it.
Dude, that's what we've always done.
Yeah, we fund both.
We always funded both sides of every war.
Yeah.
Does that bother anybody but me? Does it bother you?
A lot.
It bothers him, okay, there's two.
Yeah.
Does it bother any of you guys that we have funded every side of every war?
And when have we not been in
one
a war?
Way or another?
When have we not been a part of some kind of war? In our lifetime.
Well, there was a nice 4-year run of a fellow named Don.
Yeah.
Teflon
Don?
We did not have any conflicts, no war.
No, because
he made a lot of peace in places that they said it couldn't occur.
Well, when you have the dirt, because you run in the circles over the years, you can kind of go, hey, you're either going to get in line or I'm going to expose some things.
Yeah.
And he was bold enough to do it because they didn't have anything on him.
It is going to come back.
Oh,
it is.
It is. Well, God's in control. That's the good news.
Yes.
At the end of the day, God's still in control. He may not feel like it, but he is.
I guess you saw, did you see any of the Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security head?
Just so you know, I've been chained in a basement
making
diamonds.
You will enjoy this. You will enjoy this.
I will literally be under a rock.
This is actually quite a lot of fun.
Good morning, Secretary Mayorkas.
Good morning.
Is there a crisis at our southern border?
Senator, there is a very significant...
That's a yes or no question.
There's a very significant...
Is there a crisis?
Senator, there's a very significant challenge...
I think your microphone is not on.
There is a very significant challenge that we are facing.
Yes or no, is there
border.
A crisis?
I believe I've addressed that question,
So you're
Senator.
Refusing to answer?
Senator, there is a very significant challenge and
will
we
you
are
answer
therefore...
if there's a crisis?
Therefore, we are dedicating the resources...
Okay, so you're refusing to answer. Well, Secretary Mayorkas, I'll tell you someone who is willing to answer, which is your and President Biden's chief of the Border Patrol in a sworn deposition in July of 2022 when asked, would you agree, Chief Ortiz, that the southern border is currently in crisis? Answer, yes. Notice, none of those wiggle words, none of that equivocation. One word, one syllable, yes. Are you willing to speak with the same clarity as Chief Ortiz? Is there a crisis at our southern border, yes or no?
Senator, I'm very proud to work alongside...
But you refuse to answer. Let me ask you the next question. Has the crisis at our southern border made Americans less safe, yes or no?
Senator, we are dedicated to the safety...
Has the crisis made Americans less safe? I don't want a discourse. It's a yes or no question.
Senator... We have a challenge of immigration.
You refuse to answer the question. Mr. Secretary, let me show you how someone doing his job answers a question in a straightforward manner. Chief Ortiz, is the crisis that is currently ongoing at the southern border making the border less safe for Americans and aliens alike? Answer, yes. One word, one syllable, three letters. That's how someone answers a question and does their job. You're being a politician misleading the American people. Let me give you a chance again. Will you show the same integrity Chief Ortiz shows? Is the crisis at the southern border making Americans less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we have 260,000.
You refuse to answer the question. Let's move on.
And security of the
American next question,
people.
Mr. Mayorkas. Has the crisis made aliens less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we are seeking.
So you won't answer that question either. It's a yes or no. Has it made aliens less safe?
Senator, smugglers. Are exploiting
has the crisis made aliens yes less safe? Are you willing to answer it,
Senator? The smuggling organizations.
Okay, you're filibustering again. Let me ask you this question: How many migrants have died under President Biden?
Senator, your phrasing of the question is actually quite misleading.
How many migrants died in 2022?
Approaching our southern border?
Yes.
Precisely why we are seeking to exclude the smuggling
organization. Do you know the answer? Do you know how many died?
I do not.
You do not. Of course you don't. I know how many died. 853.
That is
853. And by the way, here are the numbers that have died every year. You go back to 1998, you see it's consistently between 300 and 400, 300, 400, 300, 400. Suddenly, 2021, what happens? You get in office, and that red line are dead bodies. I've been on the Rio Grande, and I've seen dead bodies floating there who've drowned because of your refusal to do your job. You don't even know how many have died. What do you say to the Texas farmers and ranchers who find pregnant ladies dead on their property, who find toddlers dead on their property? What do you say to them?
I say that is why precisely we are taking it to the smuggling organizations.
But you are not. That is simply not true.
Number two, it is
Let me read from the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago ran an article entitled, "It's like a graveyard. Record numbers of migrants are dying at the border." The story begins with this chilling line, quote, Eagle Pass, Texas. Local officials keep a refrigerated truck to hold the bodies of migrants who drown in the currents of the Rio Grande while trying to cross the border into the U.S. Mr. Chairman, I ask unanimous consent that this article be entered into the record. Let me ask you a different question. How many children have been sexually assaulted by human traffickers under the Biden administration?
Senator, this is precisely why we instituted...
I don't want a lecture. It's a question. How many children have been sexually assaulted by human traffickers under your administration?
Senator, this is exactly why on January 5th, we announced
Do you know how many? Do you know how many children have been sexually assaulted?
This is why we...
Okay, you're going to refuse to answer that question as well. Let's move on. It's obvious you've been instructed to stonewall, so I'm not going to let you. You don't get to stonewall and filibuster. Now, one of my Democratic colleagues before said the Democrat talking point, quote, this problem didn't start under Biden. I get if you're a partisan spinner, you got to figure out something to say about the absolute catastrophe that has played out under the Biden administration. True or false, Secretary Mayorkas, 2020 was the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. Is that true or false?
It is certainly the lowest level of immigration in many, many years. And what was it in 2020? What was it, Senator, in 2020 that impacted the entire world, including the United States?
Okay, so your testimony is the reason we had the lowest rate was COVID. It had nothing to do with building the wall, nothing to do with ending catch and release, nothing to do with remain in Mexico. With all respect, Mr. Secretary, that answer is laughable. And in fact, if you look at illegal immigration, let's look at CBP encounters. You can see 500,000, 500,000, it drops to the lowest level, and boom, what happens? You show up, and that red line is you. That red line is Joe Biden. And you're claiming nothing happened. Oh, gosh, this was here before us. No, you made the decision to allow this to happen. Let me ask you, we now have over 5.5 million people who've entered this country illegally under Joe Biden. How many murderers have you released into America?
Senator, I'm not aware of any murderer whom we've...
So you don't know?
Senator, let me say something. If you take a look at...
No, you don't get to give a speech. Do you know how many murderers you've released?
I'm just trying to answer your question.
How many rapists have you released?
Senator, I'm trying to answer your question.
You can answer, I know or I don't know.
Senator, any individual who poses a public safety threat...
How many child molesters have you released?
...and removed into the United States, from the United States.
Oh, so your testimony under oath, subject to perjury, is that you have not released any murderers, rapists, or child molesters among the 5.5 million? Is that your testimony?
Mr. Chairman, may I have the opportunity
to... No, you may not. You may answer my question.
You're not
allowing... Is that your testimony, yes or no?
Senator, you're not allowing me to answer your question.
I am allowing you to answer. I'm not allowing you to filibuster.
If you take a look at the pace of immigration in 2018 to 2019...
You're refusing to answer. Let's move on. Let's move on to gotaways. Gotaways are the people that get away that you know about. Now, what happened under your administration? Gotaways consistently down at this low line. Boom, you get in. And they go from below 180,000 to 600,000. Now, I'll tell you this about a gotaway. You don't know among those 600,000 a year, you have no idea how many are murderers, correct?
That is precisely why the
correct?
Number of gotaways...
Correct. Do you know how many of those are murderers?
That is precisely
why... So you refuse to answer the question. You know how many are rapists? Do you know how many are rapists? This is a question. You're a lawyer. You know how to answer questions. Of the 600,000, do you know how many of them were rapists?
Senator, this is why we
so again,
are...
the answer is no. Let me ask you this. Do you know how many of them are terrorists? And I don't want to... Senator, here's my lecture on this. Do you know how many of the 600,000 gotaways were terrorists? Yes or no?
Senator, we are focused on the
you refuse to answer that as well. What's the result of massive gotaways? Well, one of the results is drug overdoses. And we now have, last year, over 100,000 overdoses who died, the majority from Chinese fentanyl streaming across the border. Now, you told Senator Cornyn, you care, but look what has happened under your policy. When you open up the border to the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history, people die. You claim you care. Mr. Secretary, that is a lie. You know, some months ago, Karine Jean-Pierre stood up at a White House briefing and said, people are not just walking across the border. Was she telling the truth?
Senator, you are
was she telling
so
the truth?
Profoundly disrespecting.
Was she telling
my
the truth?
22 years
okay,
of government service.
You get to answer questions. You don't get to give speeches.
Senator, I served as a federal prosecutor.
All right, you're refusing to answer. If you look at, she was lying, and she was not lying on her own. She was lying on behalf of the President of the United States. Now, the photograph of people walking. She was lying on behalf of the President of the United States. This is a photograph from just one day along the Rio Grande of hundreds of thousands of people walking across the border. You have allowed this to happen. The photograph that was before, what are these wristbands?
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are. Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job, because I've been to the southern border, and if you go to the southern border, along the southern border, you see thousands of these wristbands, because the illegal immigrants wear them. The drug cartels, every color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels. You have turned these cartels into multi-billion dollar criminal organizations, and these are modern day leg irons, because these are children being sold into sex slavery, and you don't even know what they are. That is astonishing. Mr. Secretary, how many children have been sold into sex slavery under your administration?
Senator, we are taking it to the cartels.
How many children have been sold into sex slavery? Do you know how many children have been sold into sex slavery?
To an unprecedented degree.
Mr. Secretary, I want to say to you right now,
it is precisely
your behavior is disgraceful, and the deaths, the children assaulted, the children raped, they are at your feet, and if you had integrity, you would resign. And I will tell you, the men and women of the Border Patrol, they've never had a political leader undermine them. They despise you, Mr. Secretary, because you're willing to let children be raped to follow political orders. This is a crisis, it's a disgrace, and you won't even admit this human tragedy is a crisis.
Claiming 1 minute chairman time, Mr. Secretary, would you like to respond to any of those questions?
What the senator said was revolting. I'm not going to address it.
Your refusal to do your job is revolting.
That's all he knows how to do, man. That's all these people know how to do. They don't know the truth.
Isn't there something in the scripture, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no? I don't know.
It's pretty clear.
I'm not a scholar,
that's
but.
That's the way we're supposed to handle it.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Oh, there's another video. Oh my gosh, dude. Sorry.
You can tell we haven't been around each other. Oh, you got to see this. Oh, you got to see
this Biden video. He was asked if he believes Christians. Because
I did not see this.
It was a Christian school. Covenant
okay.
is a Christian school.
Right.
In Green Hills. Which I have a lot of connections to. A dear friend of mine was an elder in that church when they decided to build that school.
No kidding.
So I walked with him through the whole thing. It's a beautiful, amazing facility.
It is.
They did screw up. They had no security. Because it was at a spot you just...
He was off that day, wasn't he?
You would never dream.
They have a guard, but he was like off that day, wasn't he? We got to get more data, definitely.
Yeah.
That's going to unfold.
So he was asked if he thought Christians were targeted, and this was his response. Yeah, if you believe it, I probably don't.
And I'm joking.
Yeah, I'm joking. It's a good time to joke.
It's no joke, man.
Where's the chocolate ice cream? I need some chocolate ice cream. I'm Joe Biden. I'm Joe Biden's husband. Whatever. I'm so done.
He's an embarrassment.
I'm so done.
He is such an embarrassment.
And it's not even, well, maybe it is him. I don't know. I don't know if he's a great actor. I don't know if that's actually him. Wait, hang on. I don't know if that's actually him. I don't know if he's just a great actor. I don't know if he's just a puppet. I have absolutely no idea. What I do know is that is straight up elder abuse. If there's any truth to the fact that that's actually Joe Biden.
Right.
And his wife and his family and all the handlers and Obama that's behind him with his hand up his shirt going, hey,
I hope it's up his shirt.
Whatever. We got to get you one of these.
I want one.
We made these on the air. We made them during the
show. So I leave and this is what you do?
This is what happens.
Well, it's craft times with Chapman.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Do you have your wife's? I bet hers is much better.
Hers is actually beautiful.
I bet it is.
I helped her form. I told her they were ears. It actually looks like horns. And now she knows.
And now she knows.
Okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
It's couch time for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how long we've been going. Oh my gosh, this is a long show.
Well, you know, there's lots to talk about. Again, I appreciate Cassie stepping in, but I really missed being here. I missed y'all. Missed you.
Well, you know what has happened? And if she fills in now and then, that's great. But we really are going to do the other thing. We're doing
do a show together.
Wine and whining.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yes.
I love it.
Because we're good at both. it will be a lot of fun.
If you ever need a Catholic to get on there and give you communion with real wine, let me know.
That'd be awesome. Could you bring decent bread?
I can.
No, this gluten-free stuff.
Good stuff.
All right.
The good stuff. The kind of stuff that makes you wish you were saved because it hurts.
This shirt was on Flashpoint this last week.
Oh, yeah.
It was. They had me on, and I enjoyed the time. Maybe I'll go back on there.
We're a good group of guys, period.
It was, they're really just solid group. People. They're ready to speak the truth, period.
What a concept.
And they put zero restrictions on me, which...
Well, that's scary.
Well, they're a little more staid than we are.
Okay, so that makes me feel a little better.
Buttoned up, as it were.
As opposed to unbuttoned.
Nobody told me that I couldn't do anything.
Well, there you have it.
So thank you for the freedom. And I look forward to getting back on there. And they did let me talk about turbulenttruth.com.
Oh, wow.
Which, nice. By the way, the Farm Farts shirt will be up this next week. And
I can't wait to see it.
Together, we're going to save the planet.
I cannot wait to see it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Cassie has stepped up. Yeah. I'm not even going to say it.
If you haven't noticed, Cassie is very talented.
She is.
She's super gifted. Talented in a lot of ways. Got a lot of gifts. God has definitely gifted her with a lot. Yes. For sure.
And he gave her me. So...
As I said,
everything balances
out. I was going to say. Had to balance back out a little bit. So.
Yeah, you get all this, but you got to take care of him.
That's kind of what my poor wife had to do.
Yeah.
So before we sign off, we'd love to take a moment and just pray for the people here in Nashville. Dear Lord Jesus, we bring in the hurting souls that just ache inside because a piece of them feel like it's missing now. Lord, give them comfort. Give them peace. Let them see your purpose in it. Give them the space to mourn and the space to find you. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for everything good in this world because it does outweigh the dark.
Yes, it does.
Lord Jesus, Help us to continue to focus on you as we move forward, using humor and truth to bring light into the darkness. Lord, thank you for these amazing people watching us. And I pray that those that are not, quickly subscribe. I pray this, dear Lord Jesus Christ, in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Jesus is King.
He is. And we love you.
He is. He's going to be.
Everything will be okay.
Absolutely. It's going to be an amazing show. Get your tickets.
And we're not talking about ours, but it is okay too.
No, not this one. Yeah, it's fine.
It's all right.
We're a little blip on the radar, but yes.
I'm a bigger blip.
You're a much bigger blip. Okay. See? This is how it works. Okay. He identifies as a bigger blip. I'm still Gary Chapman.
And I'm still Scott Kutcher.
And this remains Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
You did it. See, she plays with it. You did it great. Thanks. Good to have you back.